Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Johnson, 7th-year veteran, former Raven, in the lineup. May taking a deep shot. Downfield, towards Williams. He brought it in. That's a touchdown. That is Kyle Williams, his third of the year. Tremendous over-the-shoulder catch. Game on in Baltimore.
Huge touchdown throw to Kyle Williams last night. Which, giving credit to Kyle Williams, because I heard a lot of this after he had his touchdown against Tampa. I didn't do anything on the play. And maybe that's true. I mean, that was a brilliant throw by May. This is another great throw by May. But he has to stay in bounds, reel it in amongst a couple of defenders. I'm not telling you you can put Kyle Williams in a category where you know what you're going to get in the postseason and you could expect him to come through in a big spot. I'm not telling you any of that. That was just a found money kind of touchdown. He had another catch earlier on that drive as well, so he was involved on that drive, and it was a huge, huge play to get the Patriots back into it. I asked you this earlier, Mego. Do you think last night was Drake May's MVP moment? Not that it was a signature play. I guess the Kyle Williams one would probably be most representative of that. But the comeback, the national stage, do you think that was Drake May's MVP moment?
I don't think it was as a game. He hurt his team too much in the first half. And with the turnovers, leaving some 6 points conservatively on the board, if they were going to be in field goal range as they were and kick those field goals, I just think as a body of work, it wasn't the right one. It was really important in terms of his individual development. And if you're building an argument for Drake being legit and being spoken of in the same tier as Josh Allen and as Matthew Stafford, that kind of comeback win and the 139 passing yards that he has in that quarter, like that is what you point to and say, like, yeah, he's not perfect, but he's really gutsy and he's super confident. So he's going to keep you in it. And he's obviously got the talent to keep you in it. But if you're saying like most valuable player, I still think Stafford's got the edge overall.
Yeah. And look, it matters what happens as the year goes along. Like right now, Stafford is minus money for MVP. When I looked earlier, I think May was plus 170, something like that. Stafford was around minus 180, 190. I'll double check here in a moment. But I didn't put a lot of stock in this until we started talking about it over the last couple of weeks. There are very few guys who didn't win their division who go on to win MVP. And Stafford and the Rams have a chance to lose that, whereas I think it's going to be very difficult for the Patriots not to win the division as long as they take care of business against the Jets and Brady Cook and the Dolphins and Quinn Ewers.
Oh, boy.
I think, and I was doing quick research on this, I think the last guy not to win his division to win MVP was Peyton Manning, I think, in 08.
Oh, my God.
Something like that. We were going through it quickly last week. So if Stafford falls off at all, and now he's a wild card, I don't know why that matters so much. It wouldn't matter to me. Like, the Rams are going to win 12 or 13 games. I don't really care if they're a wild card team or not. It's not like you're winning your division at 9-8 and you barely sneak in. The Rams have been a dominant team all year. That wouldn't matter to me, but it might to voters. That might be the one way he can get back in there and still get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I wonder how predictive that is. Like, that seems like it would be indicative of just teams that have really strong quarterback play tend to dominate their divisions, right? And tend to roll over. And especially when you have some repeat MVPs like Lamar, like Mahomes, like I bet that that plays into a little bit where the same guys have been dominating for the last decade or so. But going back to 2008, that is a really long time.
It was something like that. I'd have to double check exactly what it was, but it was Peyton Manning was the last one to do it. And by the way, Stafford on FanDuel -195 for MVP. Drake's at +170. I'm surprised Josh Allen's at +2500. Allen was starting to close the gap last week. The Bills did not look good yesterday.
Yeah, that's just based on yesterday.
They barely held off the Cleveland Browns, and it's not like Allen played great in that game. James Cook was kind of carrying the offense, so maybe that's part of it. But right now it seems like a two-horse race, and May is in second, but that doesn't mean he can't get
it. Did you think it was the body of work, like that game, to say that's an MVP game?
I mean, he had some turnovers early. I do feel
they were like bad turnovers. I mean, the interception wasn't even as bad as the fumble.
No, the fumble was worse. And you're right. When you say conservatively you're taking 6 points off the board, it might have been more. I would just put more weight on the fourth quarter. I think all that outweighs it. But, you know, Matt Stafford and the stats have been just dominant, like overwhelming. Like if you put the two of their numbers up against each other, passing yards and touchdowns and things like this, they're really not close. May's been more accurate. You know, May's had a lot of good quarterback rating games and high quarterback rating this year. But when you line up yards and touchdowns and things like that, it's not close. But then you can say Stafford has way more going for him with Puka and before he got hurt, Devontae Adams, never mind the play calling and Sean McVay. So, I think all of that's fair. I wouldn't bet on Drake May winning right now. It seems like the betting markets have consolidated behind Matt Stafford. But no, I think that was a big win for him last night to stay in the mix. And if Stafford has another game where he stubs his toe or the Rams don't win the division, I think that's how May would get the MVP.
To me, it's also just going to be a narrative thing. Hey, Drake is new. They've given this award to young quarterbacks recently, but he's going to be around for a little bit. Matthew Stafford, it was like questionable in terms of his injury going into the season, has had this kind of magical season for the most part for himself. He'll probably retire soon. He wasted away in Detroit for so long. Let's give him another MVP so that it's undeniable how great of a quarterback he's really been all along.
I mean, narratives with these are pretty significant, and the narrative favors Stafford for sure. Here's Drake May, by the way, and you heard this a couple of times on the broadcast. You could hear MVP chants coming through pretty clear at Baltimore for Drake May. Here's his reaction to those chants.
Yeah, it felt like, I credit to the Baltimore for, great home environment, but, felt like, a lot of Pats fans were in the stadium. Props to us, we travel great. I say that time and time again, we travel great, and, we're giving them something to travel for, and that's what we try to do, and they're huge for us, and I'm sitting on the sideline when the defense is up, and, we make a play, and we hear loud cheers, and you're not sure if it's offense or defense, so it's New England Patriots. It's New England area. It's the Boston sports. So I don't expect anything less from our fans, and they show out every week.
Okay. A lot of fans behind Drake May for the MVP last night. I mean, it was a monstrous, monstrous fourth quarter and execution when he had to come through in a big spot. I do think that helps big picture for how far this team can go. Again, that belief, we were talking about that earlier, you either have it or you don't in your quarterback. The Pats had it for two decades with Brady. We'll see if they can get anywhere approaching that with Drake May, but I do think a win like last night has me wondering how far they can go again. Whereas when they were down 11 and Derrick Henry was running wild and it felt like they were going to just die on the vine and lose two in a row in these back-to-back games that everybody had highlighted for a long period of time, I was starting to wonder about that. Now I'm back to, well, they have a good chance at the one seed. If they get that, they really could go on a deep run. The road goes through Foxborough. And even if not, I have myself believing and talking back into how far they can go. How far do you think this team can take it?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I still say AFC Championship. Like, that's kind of where I've been for the last couple weeks. My confidence wavered a little bit with that second half against Buffalo, but I think this fourth quarter makes up for it. And what was most important to me about the fourth quarter is that it's stuff that is replicable. In past wins that you've had where it was in the clutch, like with Miami earlier this year, it was an Antonio Gibson run for a touchdown, which is great. But it felt fluky. Like, this didn't feel as fluky. Yeah, you get one with a play by Kalavon Chasen, you know, with the strip fumble of Zay Flowers. Like, that definitely helps you. But that's a great play by Kalavon Chasen. Like, it's not like it's just like, oh, something happened to bounce your way. So I maintain AFC Championship. Once you're there, I kind of think it's like anything can happen. The AFC is so wide open,
it
though.
Is.
I think you can realistically get to that point.
What is and look, our expectations change all the time. My offseason goal for this team was get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I thought they'd win 9 games and sneak in. So they're already way past that, right? But now it's time to adjust the expectations upwards. What do they have to do to make it a successful year? Is it get to that AFC title game? What is that line to make it a successful year?
For me personally, I'd say AFC title game. And it's because I kind of put them up against my beloved and mightily fallen Commanders. And good Commanders.
They got to match what they did a year ago.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, yeah, I mean, fair. Look, like that the Commanders were able to rip that off. The NFC, in my opinion, is much stronger than the AFC this year. I think they had to be opportunistic and prove that they can get through a road, especially if the road goes through Foxborough, then definitely.
Yeah, so I
although they are, I mean, they're road warriors. That's what they call themselves. They're unbeaten on the road, more beaten at Gillette, but it still gives you an advantage.
So I guess I'd say it a little differently. If they're the one seed, then we're in the same spot. You got to win a game in the playoffs now to make it a successful run. You have to. And again, oh, well, what if I told you in July they'd win?
Shut up. That was July.
They'd win 14 games and they'd lose at home on the divisional round. Would you have taken it? Like, of course we all would have taken it. But now they might be the one seed. I'm not going to be okay if they lose their first playoff game at home in the divisional round of the Texans or something like that. I'm not saying I can't see that happening, but I wouldn't be okay with that. That would be disappointing. That would be a bad loss. It doesn't make the year a failure. But to make this now a success, they at least have to win a playoff game. And I agree with you. You know, yesterday wasn't just about things not going their way or getting a lucky bounce, rather. It was actually the opposite. They were able to overcome a bad call going against them or a non-call against them.
They took control of the game. Like, they did. Sorry to cut you off there a little bit, but they absolutely just took over the game. And that's something where you see them do that early in games this season. You see them fade or cool off late, and they kind of let, okay, we're going to make one big play at the end, or our defense is going to have a stop at the end to make sure that these stupid frisky teams like the Jets with Justin Fields or the Bengals without Joe Burrow, they hang around a little bit in the fourth quarter, but they're not actually really going to do anything. And so to see them do that against, yeah, it's not a great Ravens team, but a Ravens team with some really legit pieces on it, I think that says something.
Well, and again, they dominated the fourth quarter, and then they had a bang-bang call go against them, and I think bad teams tucked their tail there, and bad teams just quit. And the Patriots didn't do that. They marched right down the field and got in the end zone and took the lead and took control of the game. And I think that is a telling thing about a team that's going places. But you got to win a playoff game. If you're playing on wild card weekend, win your game at home. If you're the one seed, win your game at home on divisional weekend, and then I'll look at it and say that feels like a pretty successful year. Based on how they played all year long. 617-779-7937. More of your feedback coming up. We'll get to Steph Diggs and his impact. Primetime Steph feels like a real thing. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.